Let me take a moment to welcome you to the December issue of Gospel Gazette and the final audio segment of A Word Between Friends for 2009. I am truly thankful for the opportunity to work with Lewis and Bonnie Rushmore to help share the message of Jesus with others here in our homeland and throughout the world. Through Gospel Gazette, we want to encourage people to think, to investigate, to search for the truth as a rare treasure, for indeed it is. Only the truth from heaven has the power to set each of us free from the enslaving power of sin and death, John 8, verse 32. As you know, Satan has a number of devices that he employs by which he deceiveth the whole world, Revelation 12, verse 9. Sexual sin is one of Satan's favorite tools to bring men, women, and young people into spiritual bondage. A majority of Earth's population today are being held a servant of unrighteousness as they have given themselves over to unbridled lust. Hear the words from Proverbs chapter 5, verses 20 and 22. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? And then verse 22, his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. In our last segment, we talked about God, our Creator, making us as we are, giving us life, giving us the capacity to bear offspring. From a biblical perspective, there is nothing dark or sinful about the sexual relationship when it is enjoyed in the context which God has provided, that being the context of marital love. For certain, God has given boundaries that must not be crossed if we would be free, in fellowship and in His favor. But how can we avoid fornication while living in the sensual and perverse age? While it is not easy, it can be done. Further, God expects us to overcome, to shun the sin of fornication. In this segment, let us consider two ways you and I may avoid the devil's trap of fornication. First, you and I can avoid fornication by refusing to feed our lust on sexually oriented material. If we feed and nurse our lust, it will grow and gain control and demand to be satisfied. It becomes difficult to say no. Admittedly, we are bombarded from every side by pornography. While we may not be able to prevent it from popping up before us on a daily basis, yet we have a choice as to our response to it. I have the power, you see, to turn the page, to change the channel, to click the mouse to a better web page. However, when lust has gained the upper hand, I may refuse to turn the page, to change the channel. And rather than clicking the mouse away from what is unseemly, I may voluntarily choose to go there instead. Job, the man of God, stated in Job 31 and verse 1, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Job's heart and eyes had agreed together, if you will, that Job would not use his eyes to look with a lustful gaze upon a female. We observe that Jesus does not only regulate against the act of fornication itself, but also against the process that leads to the act. He says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. The Christian is directed in the proper use of the mind in Philippians 4 and verse 8. You and I must do our part in removing and keeping the influence of pornography out of our lives. I have a say in the television programming I watch, the movies I go to see, rent, or purchase. Friend, whether you are male or female, refuse to watch pornography whether you are alone or whether you are with your date, with your spouse, or a friend. In no format is pornography healthy and beneficial. Pornography is addictive. Pornography is destructive and enslaving, but there is hope for cleansing, forgiveness, and deliverance through the power of God. Oftentimes, pornography leads to some form of sexual immorality and brings one under the power of the evil one. Second, you and I can avoid fornication by adopting God's standard of purity ahead of time, as did Daniel when he was taken far from his homeland into Babylonian captivity. While the context of Daniel 1 and verse 8 does not have anything to do with sexual temptation, still there is a principle that is applicable for this discussion. Hear the Bible text, Daniel 1 verse 8. but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Hear it again. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. This is character in action. Like Daniel, you and I must resolve ahead of time where we're going, whose presence we'll be in, what the nature of our behavior will be, etc. We cannot afford to wait to see what happens, to see who shows up, or to see how it feels at the time, or to let nature take its course, as they say. We can and must avoid fornication by adopting God's standard of holiness and purity while we date, during the engagement, and throughout the marriage relationship by being faithful to our mate. Resolve now, according to the will of your Creator, to save yourself for your wedding night. Resolve now that when you are married, you will honor your marriage vow of being faithful, keeping yourself only unto your mate, until death you do part. On a side note, one of the reasons we should avoid alcoholic beverages is for this very reason. Individuals who are under the influence of alcohol make poor decisions and do things they otherwise would not do. Spiritual values are regularly compromised when an individual is under its power. Don't allow someone to take advantage of you sexually by preparing you with intoxicating drink. Thanks for listening to this segment of A Word Between Friends, and until next time, may God bless and keep you in His care.